When James Murphy announced LCD Sound System's breakup in 2011 with the blowout farewell at Madison Square Garden, it felt like one of those rare band endings that stuck the landing, poetic, self-aware, and final. And then, 6 years later, he pulled a trick that could have easily gone wrong. The reunion album, American Dream, isn't just a comeback record. It's the sound of Murphy and Company aging into their anxieties, confronting the passage of time, and making peace with the very act of sticking around. From the first shimmering pulses of Oh Baby, the record makes its mission clear. LCD isn't chasing youth anymore. They are chasing truth. The opener feels like a cosmic lullaby, equal parts tender and fatalistic, like if Brian Eno scoring the end credits of your life. It's an immediate reminder that Murphy has always been as much a philosopher as a dance floor commander. The tension between youthful ambition and middle-aged dread carries through this album. With songs like Other Voices and I Used To are jagged, paranoid funk workouts, post-punk rhythms with Murphy sneering about generational disillusion. You can dance to them, sure, but you might also want to pace the floor at 3 a.m. thinking about the state of the world. And then there's Call the Police and American Dream, the two poles of the record. The former is LCD at their most anthemic, a six-minute ride that recalls Bowie's Heroes filtered through the Murphy sharp-eyed wind. The latter, meanwhile, is almost absurdly bleak ballad about midlife malice, suburban rot, and the absurdity of clinging to old ideas. It's devastating, but also darkly funny. Few bands can make ennui this catchy. But the crown jewel is How Do You Sleep, a sprawling 10-minute venomous epic directed at Murphy's one-time DFA Records partner Tom Goldsworthy. It starts like a slow-building nightmare and erupts into one of the most cathartic breakdowns in LCD's catalog. It's bitter, yes, but also exuberating, proof that Murphy's anger can still sound transcendent. And of course, the closer, Black Screen, a sprawling elegy of David Bowie's, which is Murphy's friend, collaborator, and spiritual guide, is one of the most heartfelt LCD moments ever put on tape. Their earlier LCD closers like New York, I Love You, and Home ended with communal catharsis. American Dream fades out in grief, reflection, and unresolved feeling. What makes American Dream remarkable is that it didn't have to be this good. Murphy could have coasted on nostalgia, cashing in on reunion tours, and left the myth of LCD intact. Instead, he gave us a record that deepens the myth. It's murkier, it's heavier, less instantly gratifying than their earlier work, but also more honest. It's a dance album about getting old. A rock record about running out of illusion. American Dream may not be as immediately iconic as Sound of Silver or This Is Happening, but it's the record that proves LCD Sound System belongs not just to a moment in time, but to the long, messy continuum of growing old in public. If the debut was about cool kids at a party and Sound of Silver was about realizing the party won't last forever, then American Dream is about waking up the next morning hungover, staring in the mirror, and finding something worth singing about anyways. So if you haven't listened to this album, check it out. Let me know what you